Blog Talk Radio.
Is here and gone. That big shout out to Santa and Mrs. Claus and the elves and all the deer, reindeers. Thank you all for this sweetness until next year. But I know it's a year-round deal, but I know Santa is so relieved. And also, as we celebrate, and there's debate when really is Jesus Christ's birthday, but many of us are celebrating his birthday this Christmas holiday. So as we pray and recognize Christmas as his birthday, so many of us, let's be grateful for this holiday season. And unbelievably, next weekend will be a whole new year, 2022. Wow, 2022. How many of you have slept in already? Because it take about a week or a couple of days or a week or two. So for some people, a couple of months. And it's in the middle of the year to correct writing the previous year down on checks and signing things and documents and all of that in school and all. But thank you. This is Cousin Shark Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. I'm not definite if Cousin Linda is calling in or not, but if you all are not Facebook friends with her, you need to definitely check out all the awesome stories and songs and news that she posts on her page, Linda Oliver. Also, and she posts some awesome. She needs to write a travel book. Also, she's also a novel before, but a memoir regarding her travels would be a nice read and including awesome pictures. But today, let's talk about goal setting New Year's resolutions to do or not to do. I just did stories. I know one from CNN, one from CBS News regarding New Year's resolutions, and also regarding how New York City, Times Square, is scaling down to only allow, the mayor decided only to allow 15,000 in to celebrate the drop, and so many cities have canceled or decided to scale down. I'm not sure. I know there are many events planned for Jackson, Mississippi. I know one is called the Snicker Ball. Stephen James, who is a humanitarian and businessman here in the Jackson area, I know he's planning a Snicker Ball. So I wonder if it's still going on. And I know on the 1st of January, there's a big blues concert going on at the Coliseum. And I know the casinos have many events planned throughout the state. And this casino that I used to work at when I lived in north of Dallas, and Durant, Dustin Lynch is scheduled to be there New Year's Eve. So I wonder. I guess like New York City, some venues would just scale down on the number of attendees that can participate and attend. Many churches have scaled down or canceled events this weekend and also for next week for New Year's Eve celebrations. But I hope you all have been having a great Christmas weekend. Happy Kwanzaa. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa also. And Kwanzaa is a holiday that is for everybody. If you love history and you believe in family, community, and unity, Kwanzaa is for you. It was created for, you know, in recognition of African Americans, but it's created for everyone. It is a cultural celebration that complements whatever religion you are. So we'll talk about Kwanzaa also, but it's not about goal setting, New Year's resolutions, and if Cousin Linda call in, the floor will be hers to discuss many things that are happening. But before we go, I'm going to play this important PSA, since so many people are traveling, and just sending a big shout out to everyone that's traveling and the airlines and those first responders, police officers, those that work in hospitals, and those that work at airports and airlines and transport people around. A big shout out to you all doing this big holiday couple weeks. Really, the celebration started was pretty much in September, right? Because the Black Friday sale started in September. Then we had Thanksgiving and Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's Eve, and so many of us are trying to live a new normal. Then we're dealing with the different variants, and then here comes Omicron. I can't believe it. Three weeks, almost 4 weeks ago, I talked about Omicron on Monday. On the Monday show, I remember Terry was on the call with me listening. Omicron had not reached the States at all. And oh my God, definitely sending prayers out to the mayor here in Jackson, Mississippi, who is a big proponent. Because we have always been under a mask mandate since March 2020. Our mayor have never, ever blinked the eye. When I was working at Massage GMV, I know him. I was a big supporter of his dad, and I know he and his sister and his wife and all, and he and his security guard had stopped into the Starbucks. And when I was working at Massage GMV, even some of the clients did not want to wear their masks. But because the state of Mississippi, the governor, you know, is a proponent for wearing masks and getting vaccinations and all of that, but also people have their right to not get vaxxed or to get vaxxed. And so we were under executive order for the longest under the state, and then, you know, it was lifted. And, you know, early on, our governor, he was one of the first to form a task force some people talk, speak negative, and I'm not just talking just because I campaigned for him and voted for him, but he has done a very good job dealing with this. That year when COVID came, we had been hit with floods. We had been hit with a lot of crazy things. Then, not to mention Jackson, the capital city, last year we're hit with the winter weather. The capital, of course, the governor lives right here in downtown Jackson, work right there downtown with the other lawmakers. Then we have a bad water system. You've heard Cousin Linda and I talk in the caller calling in from Atlanta. With a bad water system, not to mention we're one of the cities that's dealing with high violent crimes and murders. So, dealing with all this, COVID, like all cities and towns have some issues they're dealing with. So I'm just bringing it out, the issues here. Because some of my friends that where I lived in Sherman, we didn't have that problem with high crime rates and murders. But there are other issues that you have to deal with, you know, in every city, town, even in Dallas, you know. Every city, every town have something. Many have commonalities. Some can't relate, you know. So I'm just bringing it out because this is shout out to the international audience, but also just like I like to know what's going on where you are or where you're from or where you love to travel to or work. I know many of you love the Deep South and love, and many of you that are from here are around the world. Military, shout out to the military that are listening and those that work abroad. I have many friends that work and live all around the world. And so some people want to know what's going on there. And it's beautiful weather this weekend. I would love to experience a white Christmas. But if I'm not going to experience a white Christmas thing, instead of feeling like Christmas, it feels like Memorial Day weekend. No joke. It feels awesome. So just let the rain stay away because, you know, that's what stirs up the tornadoes and stuff like that, the humidity. So let the rain stay away, but it's pretty warm. I think we're going to have spring-like weather for at least another week. So winter might have started Tuesday, and it was cold when the day winter came, but it's warm and humid right now. So let me play this PSA from the CDC. You can call in, you know, talk with me. What are you grateful for? Are you making resolutions and setting new goals? And many of us set goals anyway in New Year's resolutions. Do you keep your New Year's resolutions and your goals? I set goals and make New Year's resolutions. You know, I do my best to keep them, and I reset them also. Here's a message from the CDC.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs, such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often, and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. When traveling back to the U.S., you must show a negative COVID-19 test result or have documentation of recovery from COVID-19 before boarding your flight back to the U.S. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more about travel requirements and recommendations.
Okay, that's the message from the CDC. I posted one story from people that I took a brawl recently over a mask. Wow. Okay, New Year's resolution. A New Year's resolution is a tradition most common in the Western world, but also found in the Eastern world, in which a person resolves to continue good practices. Change an undesired trait or behavior, accomplish a personal goal, or otherwise improve their life at the start of a new year. New Year's resolution in Wikipedia is defined as a New Year's resolution is a tradition, most common in the Western world, but also found in the Eastern world, in which a person resolves to continue good practices, change an undesired trait or behavior, accomplish a personal goal, or otherwise improve their life at the start of a new year. A resolve. For every morning of the new year, this is something that they have like above it. I will this day try to live a simple, sincere, and serene life, repelling promptly every thought of discontent, anxiety, discouragement, impurity, and self-seeking, cultivating cheerfulness, magnanimity, charity, and the habit of holy silence. Exercising economy in expenditure, carefulness in conversation, diligence in appointed service, fidelity to every trust, and a childlike trust in God. New Year's resolution. Resolve to renew all your old resolves and add a few that are new. Resolve to keep them as long as you can. What more can a poor man do? Those are some New Year's resolution quotes that were featured above the definition at Wikipedia. Yahoo News has advice regarding keeping one's New Year's resolutions. The key is taking them one day at a time. Ron Stapp of the Bakersfield, California. I have friends that live, a couple of friends that live in Bakersfield that I went to school with. His article says, there's something about the passing of one year to the next that inspires people from all walks of life to make a change. Whether those intentions are silent or formally announced to a group of loved ones, all led to one of the more popular holiday traditions, the New Year's resolution. And while the subject of these proclamations can vary, there often seems to be a common thread that the average person can relate to. One of the most popular themes is health and fitness, which can mean different things to different people. But 20-year-old Andrew Trapetti, his resolution started simple enough as a response to visit the doctor. Diagnosed as obese as a 14-year-old, the 180-pound Trapetti decided to change his daily routine that featured more than 5 or 6 hours camped in front of a TV playing video games. I reflected on myself, this sounds like me, I gained almost 40 pounds. When I went to the doctor in April, like 180. Dr. Queen, I've been waiting to see Terry. He has his own doctor too. And he not only advised me, but he was like, you both need to, when I told him what we eat, he said, you all need to change your eating habits. Even though Terry and I are very seldom together, he has also started eating healthy and losing weight too, taking care of his health. When at first, when he was very, very upset about me losing weight. Let's see. So let me get back to this article. The 80-pound Pete decided to change his daily routine to feature more than 5 or 6 hours camped in front of the TV playing video games. I reflected on myself and my habits throughout my 10 years. And I just thought it was time to improve my health. The PT said that happened at the end of the year, and that happens with a lot of people. The Teenager Solution, a gym membership. I rejoined Planet Fitness, and I haven't been in there yet. I rejoined immediately in April, but I exercise daily. I exercise every day, but I haven't been in the gym. But let me finish this. I didn't feel the healthiest, and I was told I wasn't the healthiest by doctors. The PT said, I reflected on what I could change, and that was the big thing. dedicating 2 hours a day towards self-improvement. Yeah, self-improvement, self-care, self-love. According to a study in Forbes magazine last year, more than 50% of the people studied make New Year's resolutions, but around 80% of resolutions get abandoned the first month. And CNN just said that the ones that do keep it, only about 68 keep it, stay with it. Tapiti has seen this trend firsthand. He now works as a membership advisor at a local gym and seen a spike in enrollment the past 2 years. He's worked there. Typically, we see more people after the New Year's holiday because they reflect on themselves toward the end of the year about what they can do better with their habits. Tapiti said they think that one thing they can better themselves on is their health and fitness, just so they have more longevity throughout their life and just be able to do more for as long as possible. Amanda Pomato also saw plenty of resolutions come and go as a personal trainer for 5 years. Pomato is now a junior high PE teacher. Has dedicated most of her 30-plus years of life to fitness. She ran track in college and then competed in CrossFit and powerlifting before joining the gym 10 years ago. There was a huge influx of people around the first of the year, and they kind of stayed until about March or April, and then it died back after that. But Mato said that's when we had the most people coming in, and they wanted training because they didn't know where to start. So I say our jobs got a lot busier at that time because of the influx of people coming in with those resolutions. But Pomato, working out accomplishes more than just keeping off a few extra pounds. I think part of that was the mental aspect. Pomato said, I mentally feel so much better when I exert energy and push myself with workouts. And it just really helps me a bit, a lot less anxious and a lot more in control and calm. So I think it helps me to be a better mom in the end because I still do this type of stuff. Ed Clark, a marketing representative who published a self-improvement book in 2020 and plans to start a podcast next year, has seen the benefits of a healthier lifestyle. And La Pomato has worked his resolutions into his everyday life. I look at being healthy as a lifestyle, Clark said. As we get older, you start realizing things are different. If I don't take care of my body, who's going to? Exactly. So my mentality is to do everything every day so that I can be successful in life. So a healthy life is a mantra. Do I succeed all the time? No, my eating is still terrible, but I try to do something every day, whether it's cardio, whether it's lifting. So there are little things to do if you want to stay healthy. Although most resolutions may have a short shelf life, Clark understands his own limitations and is committed toward overcoming those challenges each day. The one thing about health and fitness is you can't pay anybody else to do it. Clark said, you can pay somebody to train you, but you still have to do the work. I can pay somebody to cut my grass or clean my house, take me in an Uber, but I can't pay somebody to do my workout for me. Yeah, exactly. So I haven't reshared this article. So I'm resharing it on my social media. It's on my Bethany Williams Facebook page, and I put it in Culture Shock Entertainment Reports page also. And I am tweeting it out for those of you that would like to read it and have not read this particular Yahoo News article. There we go. So, then if... I had to leave the TV screen, the podcast screen to read that. So it's still me doing a commentary style. You can call in 516-595-8255. I invited Cousin Linda, and I invited friend, member of the James Franco Project, and the amazing Arthur Sean Alexander Hamilton, but he did tell me a couple months ago that he will return as a guest and a guest host when he gets some things situated that he's working on. Even Terry will call in, but he's kind of quiet about things. So I just wanted to look in the studio to see if anybody was on hold. any calls calling in, 516-595-8255. So we'll talk a little bit about, well, not a little bit, but we'll talk about COVID updates and other news stories. There's quite a bit going on, but don't want to go into too many topics that we can talk about, but we will continue to talk about goals, statement, New Year's resolutions. One thing I have been doing, I've been listening to those subliminal videos. Now, like I've said before, I've always been big into subliminals. Been a student of marketing. I've always been taught how effective subliminal messages are. We deal with them every day. And so it's really cool to listen to those awesome subliminal videos that you can find on YouTube. And you can listen to the forest sounds or amazing music. And those of you that are into affirmation, send your affirmations and positive quotes along with your prayers, your scriptures and all. Pretty cool. Good positive self-talk. And I have been listening to the ones regarding eating healthier and living healthier. And to be honest, I have seen a difference in my eating habits in a positive way. story about a Longdon County pharmacy gave 112 kids the wrong dose. I was preparing to talk more about New Year's resolutions and this story that is within the article came on regarding Virginia parents speak out after COVID vaccine mistake. A Loudoun County pharmacy gave 112 kids the wrong COVID dose. Officials say Dasha Hermosilla and Gurpreet Gill discussed what happened when they took their children for the shot. Now that is crazy. I was preparing to talk about New Year's resolutions, and then story popped up. If I can get the audio to go. There we go. Ooh, I said their names right. If the audio is not, it popped through when I least expected, and now it's not popping through. But I've heard about that story similar to that story. So what I was preparing to read is from Fox News and Laura Toss, and she's a lifestyle writer for Fox News, and the title of her article is 5 Ways to Mindfully Choose New Year's Resolutions, and here are several methods that can help you choose a more attainable New Year's resolution. It can be a struggle to keep a New Year's resolution, but being mindful on how to work towards your 2022 goals may help. There are several methods that can help you choose a more attainable New Year's resolution and ultimately make your year better. And there's a picture of a young woman who's taking a break to do something analog, like writing a journal and drinking tea. This is a healthy practice for those who experience anxiety. And I just told a friend of mine, a member of the James Franco Project, she keeps venting to me, and we all are dealing with situations. And I confirmed with her that I said, are you suicidal? And she said, no. So, but she keeps talking about the same thing over and over again. And I recommended to her, you know, to vent and write in her journal, you know, because we all are dealing with things. And I'm dealing with, we all are here for each other and listening to one another. But to write things down, you can read things over. You can hear yourself write also. A lot of times that can help you with anxiety and things like that. Now, friends are in deep depression and sad. Come to the show, message me. You know, we all need each other. I need people to listen to me and talk to me and let me know I'm important to them. And I like to let people know. But this particular friend, I just wanted to confirm where her state of mind was. And she's like, oh, cool. She wanted to just keep talking about negative things. And I'm doing my best to talk positive, self-talk, good positive self-talk, staying in an upbeat mood. We were just talking about during the broadcast earlier last week about holiday blues and people sad or grieving and being in depression and so on. But we can go into number one, take time to reflect. Before you set your New Year's resolution, spend time thinking about the last year. Ask yourself what you learned, what you achieved, what mistakes you may have made, and the ways in which you would like to grow in the upcoming year. One. Take time to reflect before you set your New Year's resolution. Spend time thinking about the last year. Ask yourself what you learned, what you achieved. I've been doing it. Reflecting what mistakes you may have made and the ways in which you will like to grow in the upcoming year. Two, according to psychologist Peter Drucker, the more clearly defined your pathway is, the easier it is to follow. When you make your resolution specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound, you set yourself up for success. For example, this resolution, I want to grow my savings account. Oh, yes. It's easier to approach if it sounds like I like to add $10,000 to my savings account by putting away 15% of my paycheck for a year. This makes it easier to track your progress. Plus, noticing your progress along the way arguably makes you more likely to continue. Make daily notes. My Avon coach would definitely recommend that. And also my former boss, Carl Reed with Massage Envy, would definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I'm a note taker. I always have been. Three, take a balanced approach to health goals. New Year's is often a time to set resolutions around health, especially weight loss. If you find yourself setting the same goal at the beginning of each year and running out of steam by February, take 2022 as an opportunity to shake things up. There are many areas of health besides physical. Consider making improvements to your mental, emotional, or spiritual health. Four, think about what brings you joy. If your resolution doesn't excite you, there's a good chance you won't make it a priority. Plus, there is no rule that your resolution has to focus on self-improvement. This year, think about what inspires you and how to bring more of that into your life. Yes, what am I passionate about? Also, resolving to take back my personal power. And so you all know who says that, and I agree. So we're going to talk about the motivators on tomorrow, our holy books to the gurus that inspire us on Motivate and Make Money Monday. Talk to the people close to you. Five, sometimes our friends and family know us better than we know ourselves, exactly. So their input can be extremely helpful in setting self-improvement goals. It's good to be constructive criticism. It's constructive criticism. Belittling and talking down to people. People that need to lose weight, sometimes your fitter friends, even sometimes they're not even fitter. They might fat shame you. But sometimes that motivates us. But in my opinion, it's best if it's constructive criticism. But some people, when they talk down to you and fat shame you or shame you for something, that is motivating also. Because then some of us get that attitude like, I'll show you. Right? When you're choosing your New Year's resolution, try implementing one or all of these suggestions. Hopefully it brings success. Then they show a picture of a young woman is talking with a female friend about a problem in a cafe. The friend is supportive and understanding. And yes, I need more of those. It is good to get with friends or people you haven't seen and even new friends for good conversation. So those are some tips shared, and I will reshare this article, and I will repeat it. Choose a New Year's Resolution by Brooke Luatas, of lifestyle writer of a Fox. Take time to reflect. That's number one. Before you set your New Year's resolution, spend some time thinking about the last year. Ask yourself what you learned, what you achieved, what mistakes you may have made, and the ways in which you would like to grow in the upcoming year. Two, focus on SMART goals. According to psychologist Peter Drucker, the more clearly defined your pathway is, the easier it is to follow. When you make a resolution, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound, you set yourself up for success. For example, the resolution, I want to grow my savings account, is easy to approach if it sounds like I like to add $10,000 to my savings account by putting away 15% of my paycheck for a year. This makes it easier to track your progress, plus noticing your progress along the way arguably makes you more likely to continue. I resolve to pay my tithe to my church that I am a member of, offerings to the ministries that pray for me and support me and that I support. Take a balanced approach to health goals. Number three, New Year's is often a time to set resolutions around health, especially weight loss. If you find yourself setting the same goal at the beginning of each year and running out of steam in February, take 2002 as an opportunity to shake things up. There are many areas of health besides physical. Consider making improvements to your mental, emotional, or spiritual health. Four, think about what brings you joy. If your resolution doesn't excite you, there's a good chance you won't make it a priority. Plus, there's no rule that your resolution has to fall self-improvement. This year, think about what inspires you to bring more of that in your life. Talk to the people close to you. Sometimes our friends and family know us better than we know ourselves, so their input can be extremely helpful in setting self-improvement goals. When you're choosing your New Year's resolution, try implementing one or all of these suggestions. Hopefully, it brings success. There are so many stories we can talk about. Teen dies after falling overboard from a cruise ship returning to Miami. And I had won two cruises in my life. One at Northport Mall. I never did go on that cruise. Then I had won a cruise, back in 17 and didn't get a chance to take it. That was before my mother passed away. And then here come COVID. I was thinking maybe could go on a cruise next year, and it has been COVID outbreaks, and I had not seen this story about a teen falling over until just now as I look. Because I was checking out, I also would like to talk about the Build Back Better plan too this week. So those of you that want to talk on that, I am a longtime member of No Labels. And Manchin is a big proponent in draining the swamp, for those of you that don't know that. Because when I first joined No Labels, he was like one of the upfront spokespeople for No Labels. And that's all about, draining the swamp also. And it's a bipartisan organization, where Republicans, Democrats, independents come together in regards to the money that's been wasted in D.C. Just saying for some of you that might not know. And we'll talk about, I'll invite some of the leaders from No Labels on also. But if you go to the website and go to the Facebook page and join. It's an amazing organization. Again, it's bipartisan, and we come together and we work together. And it's, that's what that's all about. I'm going to go back to the studio. If any callers have called in, I thank you all for your support as we start another 10 years. Here at Blog Talk Radio. Big shout out to Podcraft that I'm a new member of. It's a community of podcasters. And amazing. Also, TubeBuddy, YouTube. Many YouTubers use TubeBuddy. And it's very supportive. It helps those of us that our social influencers improve our content and to get our work out to the proper audiences. And so big shout out to them also. And a big shout out to the Avon community, to the city of Jackson, to the Deep South, friends and family in Dallas, over small cities, big cities, small towns, villages, islands. Thank you all for your support. Thank you to the listeners here in the States. Canada's number two. Finland. Thank you so much for listening. Germany. Thank you. Those are like the top listening countries. Thank you for your love and thank you, Finland. Finland, thank you for your love and your support. Everywhere, the top countries and all, we all are in it together, working together. So I just checking the switchboard to see if any callers have called in. 516-595-8255. So we'll continue to talk a little bit more about the New Year's resolutions, and then we will talk more about Kwanzaa and other hot topics. Bishop Tutu, sending condolences to his family and loved ones and all of pretty much the world. We lost him at age 90, the youthful age of 90. You know, so even when you hear the news of losing people, regardless of the age, it's like, oh, no. But sending condolences to those of us that are inspired by him and his family and loved ones. But some people say don't make New Year's resolutions. I like that article I just read about being mindful. Go Skills have some information regarding New Year's resolutions. And this is from Brad Zomick. Top 10 coming New Year's resolutions and how to follow through on them. Every year, millions of people make New Year's resolutions, hoping to spark positive change. The recurrent themes each year include a more active approach to health and fitness, improved finances, and learning new things for personal and professional development. Chances are, more than a couple of the top 10 most common resolutions will look familiar to you. Number one, exercise more. Raise my hand. Number two, lose weight. Raise my hand. There was a time gain weight was on my list. Three, get organized. Even the best organizers need to get organized. Four, learn a new skill or hobby. Yeah, I would like to take dance lessons. Yes. I loved Martin dance when I was younger. But dance lessons. I want to take dance lessons. And perfect my Spanish and become bilingual finally. Live life to the fullest. Exactly. Number six, save more money, spend less money. And I want to invest too. Seven, quit smoking. I don't smoke. Eight, spend more time with family and friends. Nine, travel more, yes. Read more, yes. Making your New Year's resolutions happen. Despite the best intentions, once the glow of a fresh new year wears off, many people struggle to make good on their plans. According to a study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, only 46% of people who made a New Year's resolution, who made New Year's resolutions were successful. This means over half of the people who set a goal for the new year will fail. The study also involved non-resolvers, people who did not make New Year's resolutions but had a goal they wanted to achieve that year. So I titled the show just right, Goals and New Year's Resolutions. Most of us are goal setters, if not all of us, correct? Only 4% of non-resolvers were successful in achieving their goals. A far bleaker result than those who did make New Year's resolutions. Naturally, we don't want to be in the in the camp of folks that failed to achieve their aspirations and dreams for. This must have been written last year, but it holds good for 2022, for 2021. So we've put together an exhaustive plan for following through with your resolution. So really, this is for 2022. If you want to realize your New Year's resolution, follow these 10 steps. 1, mentally prepare for change. Changing ingrained habits is no task. So before diving headfirst into your New Year goals, it is important to take a step back and get ready for that impending change. The first breakthrough in change is taking an inventory, saying that it's the end of one year and the beginning of the next. It's perfecting time and to take stock in the past year's accomplishments. Think about the following. What did I to do in the past year? 2, where did I make progress? 3, where did I see progress? Naturally, your resolution may focus on areas that lack progress, but don't forget to savor the progress made and find some small way to celebrate. Those happy feelings are useful. If possible, try to associate them with an object or word related to your accomplishment. You may want to keep upbeat with your new resolution, so you can use that positive association with last year's accomplishments to remind you of those good feelings when you are feeling challenged. As you start thinking about the changes you want to implement, make sure to do the following. Stay positive. Try not to make big, quick changes. Change should be gradual. Build on smaller changes. Allow a little room for error. 2, set a goal that motivates you. You would be surprised how people set goals that are not for themselves. These goals could be dictated or coerced by manager, spouse, or parental peer pressure. While it's nice to have some external support, if you don't share the same passion, the resolution has a small chance of succeeding and could even be dead on arrival. To do this, you need to make sure the goal you set is important to you and only you, and that there is value or benefit for you in achieving the goal. It is these two things that will provide the reason and willingness to take action. This is also known as motivation. Thus, it's a safe bet if your resolutions align with the following: your goals, your priorities, your dreams, your aspirations. Not only should you align around your innermost desires, but you should also make sure the resolutions align around your top priorities. This will lead to a must-do attitude. If your goals are career-centric, like improving your Excel skills, here, creating your own professional development plan, here, is a great way to stay motivated on the path towards your goal. 3, limit resolutions to a manageable amount. A common mistake in resolution setting is having too many and spreading yourself too thin. We all want to learn 25 different languages, 15 new job skills, and eliminate 5 bad habits. But we are not superheroes. We only have so much attention span we can dictate to self-improvement. So having too many resolutions is a great way not to achieve the many goals you have set out for yourself. Thus, you should make a short list of resolutions that you can manage in the upcoming year, knowing that short list of priorities is the hard part. The key here is understanding how to prioritize. Here's an exercise that you can undertake to help you figure out what is most important in your life. All you need is a post-it pad, pen, and wall. Write anything you want to accomplish for self-improvement purposes on a post-it. Each post-it only gets one discrete tactic. Place each post-it on the wall. Go crazy, use as many post-its as possible. Group together post-its. Place the topics you feel strongly about at the top of the wall. Put the topics you feel mean about on the bottom. Spend a lot of time thinking about the order of the first 3 to 5 post-it groups. As you might suspect, number 8 is the most time-consuming because it will determine what solutions you are going to take this year. That's interesting. Let's try that. The final piece of the puzzle here is knowing your limitations and personal bandwidth. With that in mind, you should focus on your top priorities while balancing how much attention you can honestly devote to a resolution. Final thought, it's better to tackle one resolution well than multiple resolutions poorly. Correct. 4, be specific. When it comes to getting resolutions, it is easy to set bad goals that could lead to poor follow-through. Fortunately, SMART goal setting framework can help you craft better goals. SMART goals are specific. Articulate the resolution as clearly as possible. For example, quitting smokes better than being healthy. While being healthy is great, the word can be interpreted in many ways. M, measurable. Quantify your resolution as possible. Example, I will lose 10% of my body weight. Next is the A in SMART. Attainable. Choose a goal within the realm of possibility, but yet challenging. Making 100 friends this year would be amazing, but probably pretty hard to do. On the other, making 10 new friends is doable. And then the R for SMART. Relevant. Keep it relevant to your priorities and goals. Time sensitive. Give yourself a time frame in which to achieve a goal. A deadline will instill some urgency and provide a time when you can celebrate your success. Then 5, break up big goals into smaller goals. A lot of us tend to be overeager and grandiose when it comes to resolutions. We have the best of intentions and may accidentally take on a goal that is too big to achieve. Thus, it's helpful to divide a big goal into smaller goals that are more achievable. Let's say you are the leader of an alien race and your resolution for the new year is capturing the planet Earth. That's a goal. You can't just tell your intergalactic fleet of spaceships take over planet Earth and expect success. You have to chunk up this big crazy feat into a smaller, more management accomplishment. 1, claim New York City. 2, sack the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. 3, dominate Eastern Seaboard. 4, capture the United States of America. 5, occupy North America. Similarly, you can break up your year-long resolutions into weekly or monthly goals and have plans for each month. 1, January, North America. 2, March, South America. 3, May, European. 4, July, Asia. September, Africa. By breaking your tactical plan into discrete steps, you now have a pretty good chance of world domination by the end of the year. Now, chucking up a big goal is easier said than done. Here are a few tips to help you make your massive goal more achievable. Create a list of subtasks. Next bullet point, prioritize and order them. Next, use a visual map to display. Next, assign milestones to each task. Then, design how much time each task requires. Allocate resources accordingly. Focus on the next step, not the big goal. Then 6, write down your goals. While it's great to have goals, it is critical to document them in some way. Here are 6 reasons to write down your goals. They are easy to forget while they may seem silly. We are human, and it's human to be easily distracted and forgetful. Writing down your resolutions helps you clarify what it is you want to achieve. It forces you to make decisions and be precise with your words. Writing establishes intention, but action needs to be taken to achieve your resolution. Having a written account of your goals is a constant reminder to take action. Written goals can act as a filter and guiding light for what opportunities to pursue. On any given day, there are a million decisions to make. When in doubt, refer to goals you have set to dictate the way forward. Documented goals will help you overcome resistance to progress. We set goals to move forward, but there is a natural resistance to change. Your written goals spur you forward when you hit a speed bump or obstacle. 6, finally, written goals are a reminder of how far you've come and what you have achieved. It is a nice feeling to look at back at the end of the next year and know your resolution has come to fruition. It is a reason to crack open the bottle of champagne and celebrate. Here's a few ways you can document your resolutions for the new year. Write them in a journal, just an email to yourself, store in Evernote or some other note-taking tool, print and tape the wall. Sherry, I can relate to these too because I do need to get back to writing. I love to write. That's why the program is called Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I like to journal. There are books that I had started on that my mother asked me to definitely finish those books. Even getting this show, putting in the work that I put into this show in the past, I am getting back into an even better. And what I put in, I know will come out, what we put in. And I'm looking forward to past guests and past guest co-hosts to return and new friends of the show. But, you know, putting in, and I say with my Avon business and my other endeavors, and in assisting my brother-in-law with his store, just not doing so much, but also, but we'll talk more about our goals and motivation on tomorrow. Let me finish this. But I can definitely relate to this because I have goals in booking guests, getting feedback from you all, the listeners, the listening community on topics, because it's an entertainment lifestyle show. It's important. Then you have to make room for breaking news stories and updates, especially dealing with COVID, and then and also keeping up with our favorite celebrities and breaking news and all of that. Share your resolutions with others. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? It's great to make a resolution for yourself and maybe even write it down, but if no one else knows about it, it's easy to forget about or even ignore. And when you don't achieve it, no one will ever notice or care. On the flip side, your counterparts who decided to tell someone about their goal feel something different. Now that you've gone public with their goal, they feel a sense of obligation and accountability. Essential follow through, they're going to let everyone down. Crazy as it sounds, this sense of guilt is often more powerful than self-motivation. The upshot here is that when you do succeed, the people you share with will celebrate with you. If you want to take the goal sharing to the next level, you could organize a mastermind group. Yes. A mastermind group is a collection of highly motivated people who share a common goal and are looking to encourage and help each other improve. Yes. I'm thinking that's what I need to do. How to do it? Find some kindred, similar goals. I had been thinking about a lead exchange group, but mastermind group. I've always wondered about creating a mastermind group. How to do it? Find some kindred spirits with similar goals. Meet regularly, weekly, or monthly, depending on level of commitment. Definitely, mastermind group got to be high performers. Share setbacks and progress. Stay motivated. Now, if you don't have the time or inclination to do the above, another way to achieve the same result is to make a Facebook post declaring your intentions to all your friends. You can bet people will cheer you on and ask you about your progress over the course of the year. Automate where possible. A stitch in time saves nine. The good news is you probably have technology in your pocket that can help you follow through on your resolution. Automation and phone reminder app. Nowadays, there are a million different apps and services to help you follow through on your resolution. These free tools can help provide a constant reminder. Google Calendar, send a recurring meeting tied to your resolution. Example scheduling workout sessions at the gym. Google Now Personal Assistant is provide information as you need it. Reminders on iOS, setup, and time alerts for tasks. Boomerang for Gmail, schedule reminder emails to yourself. On top of these commonly used apps, there are also to-do lists, and management apps that have the ability to schedule reminders and milestones. Here are a few choices. Asana, Trello, Todoist, Microsoft To-Do, OmniFocus, and Themes. All these apps listed above won't help you do the work, but they do serve as custom reminder of the work that needs to be done. Then number 9, review your resolution regularly. Let's face it, if you are not thinking about your resolution regularly, you are not going to follow through. Thus, a crucial part of realizing your goal is a regular review. At a minimum, this review should be monthly, but more frequent, the better. Here's one way to build a goal review into your routine. Schedule a monthly big picture review during the first week of each month. This will serve as a planning meeting where you distribute smaller tasks and goals to different weeks throughout the month. Do a weekly check-in and check progress on the monthly goal. Set a daily reminder for smaller resolution tasks. It may seem a little crazy to think about your resolution every single day, but it is those smaller incremental steps that lead to massive changes over the course of a single year. If you fall on track, get back on quick. Rome was not built in a day. We've established it would take time for your resolution to become a reality, and we know change is difficult. In fact, we've already established we should leave some room for mistakes and setbacks. Keep the following ideas in mind. Skipping an intermediate task is not a complete failure. Missing a goal by 10% or even 80% is not a complete failure. Finishing tasks late is not a complete failure. A moment of weakness is meaningless in the grand scheme of things. Setbacks can happen, but so long as they are handled correctly, they will not impact the big goal. The key is to avoid a defeatist attitude at all costs. Example, well, I screwed up once. Why should I even try to do this anymore? And if there's a setback, it's important to understand what led to that moment and how you can avoid a similar situation in the future. Example, if I play video games at the work, I would not go to the gym. Don't play video games at the work. Once a mistake is made, own it and move on to the next thing. For example, if you skip the study session, make it a tomorrow and keep on moving. A few small mistakes shouldn't spoil your resolution for the year. Learn new skills in the new year. We hope those 10 steps help you follow through with your resolutions and make the new year your best year. Yet if you're still looking for a resolutions idea, and like I said, this article is from last year. It says 138 New Year's resolutions for 2021. Just change the year. If your resolution is to learn a new skill or advance your career, start achieving your goals today. With Go Skills, get unlimited access to over 80 expert-led career-boosting courses on subjects like Excel, Microsoft Office, project management, coding, Lean Six Sigma, productivity, and design. And again, this is authored by Brad Zomick. He is the VP of Marketing at PathGather, co-founder of Skilled Up, and advisor to Go Skills. And is a lifelong learner, globetrotter, and mirror maker who regularly writes about learning and careers. And so I am resharing this article because that was a great article, too. That Fox News article, the 5 steps. And this article is a lengthy article, and very informative. So I'm posting it in Facebook, and I share it in some more places on Facebook. Right now it's on my Bethany Williams page, and I put it in the podcast page, because it's like an entertainment report. I am tweeting it from Beth Williams right now, BethWMS. Check out the top 10 of coming New Year's resolutions. Okay. And I am, big shout out to LinkedIn. Love LinkedIn. Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to all my connections. So it is in LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I am Bethany C. Williams, entrepreneur. Those of you that, if you're not a connection, would like to connect with me. Let's see. Okay. Hippocket.com. Okay. So I have that out there in the social media world. So I'm almost time to conclude the show. I had the show scheduled today for 90 minutes. So we will talk about, we have 16 minutes of live streaming. And until then, we'll talk about a little bit more news. Going to talk about some COVID, provide some COVID updates and travel updates at the CDC, PSA.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs, such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often, and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. When traveling back to the U.S., you must show a negative COVID-19 test result or have documentation of recovery from COVID-19 before boarding your flight back to the U.S. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more about travel requirements and recommendations.
Okay, and that's a message from the CDC. CNN reported right before this broadcast came on, two more college football bowl games have canceled because of COVID-19. And this is from Wayne Sterling of CNN. It was updated at 3:36 Eastern Standard Time this afternoon. A rise in COVID-19 cases within the University of Virginia football team led to the cancellation of the Fenway Bowl in Boston. Two more college football bowl games have been canceled due to COVID-19 illnesses within the Boston College and University of Virginia programs. The Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland, featuring Boston College and East Carolina University, will not be played on Monday, officials said. Neither will the inaugural Fenway Bowl in Boston between the University of Virginia and Southern Methodist University has been set for Wednesday. These are the third and fourth bowl games impacted in the past week by a rise in COVID-19 cases across the United States. It has also hampered pro sports, small holiday travel, and tax healthcare systems. Boston College did not have enough players available due to rise in the COVID-19 cases, Director of Athletics Pat Kraft said. Unfortunately, due to the cases of COVID-19 rising within our program since our arrival, along with season-ending injuries, opt-outs, and transfers, we just do not have enough players to field a team, Kraft said. We are disappointed not to be able to finish the season together as a team, but the health and safety of our program is our highest priority. Having to cancel is a terrible situation, the Bowl's president and executive director, Steve Beck, said in a statement. We appreciate everyone who worked so hard to try to make the game happen. Of course, the health and safety of the players and coaches is top